Tonight's shiur, Parshas Emor. There's a quiz that Rav Zilberstein used to ask. Chida, it's the following. How could it be that a yid can do just one action of an avera, one avera which requires this one action, and be chayev with that one motion 6 million Malkus Arba'im? That was 6 million times Malkus Arba'im just by doing one action. So he answered based on a pasuk in our sedra, Ubivisaram lo yisratu saratat. Then here's the yisur, a person is not allowed to wound himself over the tsar of a mace. When he's upset about somebody that died, he can't cut himself. That's an yisur, it's a lav. The Gemara, Mishnah, rather, in Maseches Makos, in the third parak, tells us that if a person makes one scratch in his skin over a mace, he's chayav olav. What about if he's so upset, he scratches himself five times over the death of a certain person? He's chayav five lavim, one for each scratch. Not only that, says the Mishnah, also the other way around. Let's say he scratches himself once over five different mesim. One scratch over five different mesim. He's chayav five lavim for each mace. Even though it was one scratch, but since it was for five different mesim, he's chayav for each mace, a lav. Meili says, if somebody scratches himself just once, but he has in mind for the 6 million Jews that died in the Shoah, so for each Jew that this one scratch is for, is another lav. So he's over in 6 million lavim at the end with one scratch. Pasuk says, "Shor o chesiv o eiz ki valein vayashivas yamim tachesimo v'chule." The midrash says, the midrash pliya, it says, "Mikan tchias amesim mina Torah." From here we learn that there's tchias amesim. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad asks, well, what does this have to do with the birth of a shor or chesed or eis? What does it have to do? From here we see tchias amesim. So he explained that a human being is, of course, the pinnacle of creation. Everything, the whole world was created for man. It's the pinnacle of creation. However, he says, but you look at man, here man is born. First of all, when he's born, he's helpless. He can't take care of himself. His parents have to take care of him, raise him, whatever, as a baby, as he's growing up. Finally, he eventually becomes independent. And even at the end of his life, when he gets old, very often he becomes dependent once again. So, that's a human being. You look at an animal, it's not like that. Animal's born, says Shor Ben Yomo, Morris says called a shore right away, he's born, a few minutes he's on his own. So what's going on? This is a person, as a human, is supposed to be the pinnacle of creation. Look at this animal. The animal's much better off. He's independent right away. So must me, he says, that there must be a hemshech. What man's different than the animal is an animal dies the end of the animal, whereas the person continues after. So Mele, the pasuk that tells about a shor chesav kiv valeid, and he's independent right away. Mikan tchias amesim mina Torah, because we know man is of course the pinnacle of creation, and is not as well off in this world as animals are in a certain way. So it must be that there's a continuation. So for mikan tchias amesim mina Torah. Once a bachur that was going off the derech, he was speaking with Rav Shalom Shvadron. And Rav Shalom asked him a question. He says, tell me something. He says, who's happier, you or a cow? So the bachur said, oh, of course I am. Why? Because I eat cake and drink coffee. What is this? A cow eats straw, drinks water. I'm happier, I'm better off. Not only that, where's the cow where it sleeps in the mud, right? So, well, I sleep on a nice mattress, right? The cow gets rained on, I have a roof over my head, I'm much happier, I'm better off than a cow. So Rosh Shalom said, tell me something. Did you ever hear of a cow that has a backache? Has to go to a doctor, you know, because he's a chiropractor? No. Did you ever hear of a cow that has to go to the doctor because he has a stomach ache? He says, no. So what does it help? Your nice house, your comfortable mattress. The animal's better off than you. He never has to worry. He has to go to doctors. He's always fine. So the Bacher heard they started crying. So Sham said, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I'm crying because I'm not an animal." So Shalom said, "Don't worry, you're a BMS an animal." Reminds me of another cute Meister. There was once an Amar Haaretz that he came into money, and as a result, the Gabayim, whatever, they put him up at the Mizrach, you know, to sit next to the Rav, because he became wealthy, you know, one day. And okay, so the rich people go up, you know, to the front. So he sat in the shul next to the Rav, the Amar Haaretz. So he was thinking, you know, I'm sitting next to the Rav, you know, I have to discuss Torah with him, you know, at least ask a cash or something, you know, sitting next to him. So one day of Shabbos Mincha time, he said, okay, I have something to discuss with the Rav. So he turns to the Rav, he says, Rav, you know, we just said now Mincha time, the pasuk Adamu Vehema Toshia Hashem. You know, man and animals Hashem saves. So he says, Rav, I have a question. What's this animal, Adamu Behema, what is an animal doing next to the Behema, to a man? So the Rav said, I don't know, ask the Gabayim. Okay. We have the Pasuk dealing with Kiddush Hashem. It says, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So the Benu Yada says, brings the pasuk in Shirashiri. Mimitain ish as kol hon beso be'ahava boz yavozulo. So he says that a person has to give up, because I'll tell us, all his money not to be over on a lav. Right? All the lavim in the Torah, whatever it is, if it means you have to give up your money, not to a person says, the person, let's say, had a job and you're making good money, and the boss says, if you don't work on Shabbos, that's it, you lose your job, you have not. He has to lose his job. To be over on a lot, you have to give up all your money. However, you don't have to give up your body, right, your life. For that, it's only three mitzvahs, right? The three cardinal averas. They are Shfichus Damim, Vodazara, and Gilui Arayos. They're the only ones you have to give up your body for. Other things are your money. Mainly says a hint to that in this Pasuk in Shirashim. Imitain ish as kol hon beso, the person has to give up all his hon beso, all his money. For what? Be'ava, his love of Hashem, right? Not to be over on the love. However, boz, for boz, what's boz? Boz are the base of Vav Zayin, are a hint to the second of the Sarasa Dibras, the fifth, the sixth, the Vav, and Zayin in the seventh. Right, what is the second? The second of the Aseret Sedibros is Avodah Zara, right? As it says, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim. The sixth Vav is Lo Tirtzach, which is murder, and Zayin is Latinaf, which is the Gilui Arayos. So therefore, Yimitein Yishes Kol Hon Beis O Be'ava, you have to give for all the Lavim. But for Boz, Yavuzu Lo. That he has to give up Lo himself. He has to give up his life for the cardinal three. It says in the Pasuk, Ela Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh Elehei Moadai. The Marsha asks, why are the Chagim called Mikrei Kodesh? Why are they called, what's this, the holiness of them? Mikrei Kodesh, they're called Kodesh. So he says that there are two of Hashem's names. One of them is Ehyeh, and one of them is, of course, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So if you take the letters of the common letters in these two names, Eya and Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have Aleph, He, Vav, and Yud make up these two names. And these Aleph, He, Vav, Yud is a hint to all the Mu'adim of the Shana in Hashem's name. How so? Start to be Aleph. Aleph is Aleph Tishrei, that's Rosh Hashanah. Then Yud, that's Yom Kippurim. Hey, take 5 days later. Hey is five. 5 days after Yom Kippur, you have Sukkot. Vav is 6 days after that, and you have Hoshana Rabbah. And if you add them all together, Aleph, Yud, Hey, and Vav gives you 22. The 22nd of Tishrei is Shemini Atzeres. We start again. Aleph is Aleph Nisan, that's Rosh Chodesh. Yud is Shabbos HaGadol, which was on Yud Nisan. Hey is 5 days after that, which is Tesvav, which is Pesach. Vav, 6 days later, is Shvi Shel Pesach. And again, Vav is also Vav Sivan, which is Shvuas. So since all the Chagim are all, there's a remis to them all, and through the Hashem's name, Mimelis of the Marsha, that's why they're called Mikrei Kodesh. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Kafe Amud Aleph, says that a Chodesh that was in those days was Mekudesh by the, through the Beis Din, by the Beis Din, says that even if they basically made a mistake, it doesn't matter, it's still Rosh Chodesh. The Lashon is, the Mishnah, the Gemara over there, says even if the Beis Din were Anusim, Toim, or Mezidim. Right? They're Anusim, they're forced to make the date wrong, or they made a mistake, or they Mezidim, they did it wantonly. It's still considered Rosh Chodesh. So if you take the first letters, Anusim, Toim, and Mezidim, Aleph, Taf, Mem, spells Osam. As it says in the Pasuk, Elam Mo'adei Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam, Mikrei Kodesh. The Pnei Achraza says that the Parsha over here with the Mo'adim starts out with Shabbos. Afterwards, it talks about the various Mo'adim. And afterwards, in Perek Kaf Dalet, it moves on about the menorah with the Shemen Zayis. So there's a remez to, of course, Shabbos, the Moadim, and the Shemen Zayis, which is to tell us that there's a mitzvah, Muna Muvchar, for Shabbos and Yom Tov to light with Shemen Zayis, the candle. The Shari Aaron says that at the last of the Moedot mentioned here in the Parsha Sukkos, afterwards we said his mention of Shemen Zayis, he says different remez, it's a remez to Chanukah. After the, you have all the Moedot, the remez after Chanukah, of course, the Shemen Zayis and the menorah. And he points out that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, not like Beit Shammai, that you're mosi faholech, you add every day another candle. So there's a hint to that, that in Perek Kaf Dalet, Pasuk Beis, it says over there, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, V'ichuei lecha Shemen Zayisach, Katzis Lama'or, Lehalos Ner Tamid. It's Lashon singular, Ner. And then in Pasuk Dalet, it says, Ala Menorah Torah, Yaroches HaNeros. So it starts Ner, then goes to Neros, so mostly V'holech, which is a hint to Beis Hillel. Afterwards, in the Parsha, we have the inyan of the Lechem Apanim, which is bread, which is a remis to the Sudas Purim. So we have Purim here also. And at the end of the Parsha is the inyan of the Mekalel, which he was stoned, which is a remis to Haman, who was hung. The Gabe Sfiras HaOmer, it's an interesting he'ara from the Chasam Sofer. We know there's a famous machloikis between the Baitasim and the Prushim, the Chachamim, that it says in the Pasuk that you count Mimracharas HaShabbos. From after Shabbos, you begin counting Sfira. So what is this Shabbos? So we hold, the Prushim held, Shabbos means Yom Tov. So Motzi Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, as we just had, we begin to count the Sfira, whenever that might be. You count 49 days, and the 50th day comes out Vav Sivan, Shavuos. The Baitasim, however, who didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh, they said, no, Machar Shas Shabbos means Shabbos. They didn't have a Kabbalah, Torah Shabbat Peh, that means Yom Tov, it says Shabbos is Shabbos. So they start counting Sfira, Machar Shas Shabbos, whenever Shabbos might be. Pesach comes out on Tuesday, whatever, so you can't, you wait till Shabbos, you always start on Shabbos. So, it comes out that according to the Baitasim, Shavuos always comes out on Sunday. Whereas according to us, it depends. Whenever it's always Machoras Yom Tov Rishon, whatever that might be. But they always start, Machor Shabbos always start on after Shabbos, so Shavuos always comes out on Sunday. That's very nice, but that being the case, it doesn't come out on Vav Sivan. It always comes out on Yom Rishon, but not on Vav Sivan. So the Chasam Sofer asked, so what are they celebrating? Mela as, we always start Macharsa Pesach, Le Yom Tov, so it always comes out of Vav Siva on the 50th day. We're celebrating Shavuos, Matan Torah, of course. But according to them, when it comes out all of us on a different tarikh, it could fall out of Vav Siva, but Lav Dafka. So what are they celebrating? they finish counting, the 50th day is not Vav Siva, so what do they celebrate? So explain that they were really not celebrating anything, but still they wanted to make sure it Dafka doesn't fall on above Sivan. Why? Because what are we celebrating? The Chachamim asked Lechura, the Kosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, but on the one hand we said Naaseh V'Nishma, but on the other hand it says Kafalei Har Kigigi, so we were forced to Mekabel the Torah. So what are we celebrating? So the Gemara says, Midrash says that in Echanami, the Torah Shebichtav, that we said Naaseh V'Nishma, the written Torah, and that we were celebrating. The Torah Shebalpeh, we had to be forced. We didn't. Torah Shebalpeh is hard, and they weren't interested in Mekabel. That Hashem forced them. Okay, so we're celebrating the Torah Shebichtav. According to the Perushim, he says, but they don't hold by the Torah Shebalpeh. They don't hold. There is no such thing. So what were we forced? So we were forced to Torah Shebichtav, because that's all there is. So Mele, that's nothing to be to celebrate. So happy about we were forced to be Mekabel the Torah Shebichtav, because that's all there is. Nothing to celebrate. But Mele, that's why they didn't want they didn't want Shavuos to fall out on Vav Siva. According to them, there's nothing to celebrate. And if it fell on it, it's, and we're celebrating that that's mashma, that there's two Torah Shebichtav in Japan. Well, at least we're celebrating Torah Shebichtav, but they don't hold by that. So they didn't care, they're not celebrating anything. All they wanted is that it doesn't fall out on the Vav Siva. It's a cute maisa with Ramir Shapira. He said in the end of the 1900s, he used to come to America to collect money for yeshiva, Chachmei Lublin. So at that time, the Yiddishkeit was very at a very low level, you know, in those days, the late 1900s in America. So once he was there, and this Baal HaBayis comes up to me, and he says, Rebbe, he says, isn't it true that, you know, on Shavuos, we celebrate receiving the Torah, and there's a minhag to eat milacheks, right, on Shavuos? So Ramir said, yeah, sure. So he says, and isn't it true that the sphere, days of sphere are hachana, preparation to Matan Torah? So he says, yeah, 100%. She says, yeah. So he says, listen, you know, I have a minhag that I eat every day cheese blintzes every day during Sfira as a hachana to Matan Torah. Matan Torah, you know, Shavuos you eat milacheks. So through the whole Sfira, every day, I make sure I eat cheese blintzes as a hachana to Matan Torah. So Ramir says, I hear, what happens if one day you miss, you don't eat cheese blintzes? He says, oh, then from then on, I eat them without a bracha. It says in the Pasuk Leman Yedu Doroseichem. So the sukkahs are a remez, or a zeicha rather, to Anani Achavod. So a famous question is asked, why do we dafka have a zeicha for the Anani Achavod in the Midbar and not for the man and the bear, which are also miracles? So the man fell, the bear, Miriam. So why only by the do we have a zecher for the Anani Chava? So the answer that the mashal, if you have an army, okay, and the king provides the army with food and drink, you know, bread, water, whatever. So is that something special? Not exactly, because what do you mean? If you don't give them food, they're not going to have an army. They have to survive. It's food and drink. However, if they give us medals or whatever to the thing, that's something special. You can have an army without having medals. So giving a medal, that's a... same thing over here. They said, of course, it's very wonderful. Hashem gave us, you know, the man and the bear, but that was essentials. Without the food and the drink, and we can't survive. So that was the essential. Therefore, we don't make a zeich with that. But the Anani Achavod was something extra special that showed Hashem's love, that his love for us. They didn't have to give us that. That was like the medal. And that, therefore, that's where we definitely make we celebrate the Anani Achavod. Says the Chida brings down that three times it says the word ki in the following psukim. One by Lot, it says when the angels came to Lot, they said lo ki barachov nalin, ki barachov nalin, we'll sleep in the street. Another one's in this week's Sedrak, in the by Sukkos, ki besukos hoshavti es b'nei Israel, ki, again. And the third ki is in the Pasuk in Mishle, ki ner mitzvah Torah or. And he says the word ki, the Mesech Eliezer says this, the word ki is made up of kaf and yud. And kaf and yud, kaf is 20, and yud is 10. But there's a remez here, in these three psukim, it says ki, that these are three mitzvahs, remez are the three mitzvahs where the minimum is yud, tfachim, 10 tfachim, and the maximum is kaf amos. And there's the ki. The yud and the kaf, 10 tfachim to kaf to 20 amos. What are they? Ki berechov nalin, streets, that's for instance a maboy. A maboy has to have a beam at 20, it can't be higher than 20 amos high to makshir the maboy to carry there. Kiva sukkos and sukkos. Sukkah has minimum is 10 tfachim, the highest it can be is 20 amos. And ki ner mitzvah Torah is the Neres Chanukah. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, and Ner Chanukah as well, minimum is 10 tfachim, highest is 20 amas. It says, towards the end of the Sedra, Vayetze ben Ish Israelis, the Parsha of the Mekala. So, Rashi says, brings down a couple of opinions. What does it mean, Vayetze ben Ish Israel? Where did he go out from? He went out. So Rashi brings the one opinion, Rab Rachia, and he says he came out from the parsha that we just mentioned. It says Rashi, "Mi parsha shalamala yatsa ligleg ve'amar." He made fun. He poked fun, and he says, "B'yom haShabbos yarichenu derech haMelech lechol paschama b'chol yom shema pasunenes o tisha yamim." Meaning that the parsha is so far, there's the parsha of Lechem Apanim, that says that they used to put the Lechem Apanim, when you had the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, they put the Lechem on the table at every Shabbos. So he made fun, and he said, you give this Melech bread, therefore for 9 days, like from playing and bake until it's taken off, it's altogether 9 days. 9 days, that's what you give Hashem, old bread, and Melech can give fresh bread every day. So he made fun, poked fun. It's an interesting Ha'ara, a sefer called Bikuri Avram. He said that it's really strange because this Mekalel, you know, that started off because he was poking fun at Lechem Panim. How could he poke fun at the Lechem Panim? The Gemara says that there was a miracle, that the Kisiduro Kachsiluko, that the way it went on, it went off. With the same freshness, the same moistness, and even the steam was coming off of it. It was just taken out from the oven when after 9 days. It was a miracle, obviously. And in fact, it says over there in Gemara that they used to pick up the shulchan and show it to the Oli Ragam and say, "See the chiba that Kosh Baruch Hu has for you. That this is an open miracle. This bread." So how could he poke fun and say, "Yeah, how can he give old bread? What do you mean old bread? Look, it's as fresh as it was when we put on the table." So he says, in Achanami, he says, "Avada, he saw it was fresh." So how could he say such a thing, make fun? He saw it was fresh when it was taken up. He says, because he didn't want to believe. Why didn't he want to believe? Because when a person believes, it's mechayev him. Once you believe, what does that mean? I see the miracle, I believe there's a miracle here. It means, who did the miracle? Hashem. When there's Hashem, there's miracles, and he asks us to do things, I have to listen to him, he's in charge. So he didn't want to have to, you know, bow down to Hashem, you know, and agree to the mitzvahs. So therefore, the only way out is to say, "Nah, make fun, it's not true. Ah, you see with your own eyes, it's a trick, it's a magician's trick, or whatever." You can't, because you didn't want to believe, because believing is mechayev. Interesting here. So I end with the story that the Maisa the Ben Ishchai brings that shows the punishment of a someone who's a late son who pokes fun. He says there was once a joker like this, late son, and there was a wealthy man. He invited him to his chasana to make a samech. So he's poking fun at this and that. Meantime, he sat down to have something to eat. He took a piece of fish. He swallowed the fish. Piece of a bone got lodged in his throat, and he choked and he died. The rich man saw this, and he got all nervous. He says, "Oh my gosh, he died at my chasana. What am I going to do? I'm going to be thrown into jail." And he got all nervous, so he quickly took the body, and he went to the doctor's house, and he stood up the mace, at the door, and he knocked on the door, and he ran away. So the doctor opens the door. And it was kind of dark, in the hallway, whatever. He opens the door, and he slipped, and him and the dead body rolled down the stairs. When he got to the bottom of the stairs, he says, "What's going on?" And he looked, and he sees this guy lying next to him, and he sees no pulse or whatever. He's dead. So the doctor says, "Oh my gosh, I killed this guy." I said, "Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my license. I got to get rid of him." So he took the dead body, and he said, "I got to dispose of him. What should I do?" So he's walking on the street in the dark, and he sees the light on in the tailor's shop. He goes, "Oh, he's still awake. He's working good." So he goes to puts him by the door, knocks the door, and he runs away. So the tailor opens it. He says, "Well, what's going on?" Knocked, and I heard some noise from the door or whatever. So he opens the door, and he sees this guy. So he goes, so he thought he was a gunner. Because who comes in the middle of the night, to his shop? He says, "Oh, he's a gunner." So he grabs his iron, and he puts it right in his face, and then he falls down, and he sees he's dead. He goes, "Oh no, I killed him. I killed him with my iron." He goes, "What am I going to do? Oh no, So he says, "I got to get rid of him." Takes the body, and he just throws it in the street on the sidewalk, and he runs away. Meantime, a shikr comes by, walking around, shikr in the street, and he trips over this the body, and he's all drunk. "Oh, what are you doing?" Takes out his knife and he slits his throat of the dead body. Anyways, just then the police happen to come by, and they see the knife in his hand, see the dead body there with his knife, his throat cut or whatever, and they said, "Okay, you're coming with us." They grab the shikr, throw him in the police van, take him to the police station. They throw him into jail until he has his trial. So word got out at such a day as the trial for this drunk that he killed this guy, whatever. Anyways, everybody heard about this trial. And including the rich man, the doctor, the tailor, they all heard about it. And they all had felt very guilty. Because they said, the rich man said, "Oh my God, I killed him. It's not right. I mean, this poor, shikr is going to be thrown in jail and it's really my fault. I killed him." So he goes, I got to tell them it was me. So he goes to the courtroom. And so too the doctor and the tailor, because each one thought he killed him and they all felt bad and guilty. So they all went to the... So all of a sudden, here in the day of the trial, the judge is sitting there, and there we have the rich man says, "I killed him." The doctor says, "I killed him." The tailor and then the drunk. So the judge heard, and he said that let me tell you something. You guys are really all shlichim from Hashem to show the punishment of somebody that's a joker, a late son, someone who makes fun of people, things. This is his punishment. What is that? The Arba Mises Basting. Right? He choked on the fish. That's chenek. Right? He fell down the stairs. That's skila. He got burnt with the iron. That's sreifa. And he got cut with a knife, that's hereg with the sword. The punish of somebody that's punishment of somebody that's late son. So Zat Hashem should learn all these wonderful lessons from our Sedra, and should be Zoicha that the Iker is part of a Sedra, the Muadim, we should all be Zoicha, Lalos Larego, to celebrate in the Beis HaMikdash the wonderful Regalim, soon b'yameinu, b'karov, b'binyan, b'samigdash, b'mhir v'yameinu, amen.